And now this is a dictation for Nicki, N-I-C-K-I, Dimopoulos. D as in David, I-M-O-P-O-U-L-O-S. January 3142. Address as a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Ginu, follow up for Nicki. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, small kidneys, prior right-sided partial nephrectomy, last visit in February. Apparently, gross hematuria, treated with Keflex. E. coli, intermediate resistant, changed to Cipro for a few days. Is my understanding, CT scan negative for anatomical abnormalities. She developed severe constipation from bladder spasm medications. Took a number of days to resolve. Remains on treatment for esophageal reflux. She saw some sandy material on the urine, but no kidney stone was isolated. Other review system right now is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the vitamin D125 lisinopril. Takes medications for anxiety. Today weight 116 is stable. Blood pressure 133/68 by nurse is stable. No respiratory distress. Respiratory cardiovascular no abnormalities. No tenderness on the costovertebral angle or abdominal discomfort or tenderness, no edema, neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistry is August, creatinine 1.7 is stable. I review labs, I review the CAT scan. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, clinically stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Recent minor hydronephrosis, right-sided, probably from a stone. Clinically, no sepsis. Presently, no tenderness. There is anemia, but no EPO treatment. There is a low sodium. We are restricting fluid intake, normal potassium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Because of the advanced kidney disease, kidney stone obstruction is a risk. We're going to do a 24-hour urine collection for predisposing factor for stone. We need to update also PTH and phosphorus. She's taking vitamin D125. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.